It wasn't a dark and stormy night.
It should have been, but that's the weather for you. For every mad scientist who's had a convenient thunderstorm just on the night his great work is finished and lying on the slab, there have been dozens who've sat around aimlessly under the peaceful stars while Igor clocks up the overtime. But don't let the fog, with rain later, temperatures dropping to around 45 degrees, give anyone a false sense of security. Just because it's a mild night doesn't mean that dark forces aren't abroad. They're abroad all the time. They're everywhere. They always are. That's the whole point. Two of them lurked in the ruined graveyard. Two shadowy figures. One hunched and squat, the other lean and menacing. Both of them Olympic-grade lurkers. If Bruce Springsteen had ever recorded Born to Lurk, these two would have been on the album cover. They had been lurking in the fog for over an hour now, but had been pacing themselves and could lurk for the rest of the night if necessary, with still enough sullen menace left for a final burst of lurking around dawn. Finally, after another 20 minutes, one of them said, "Bugger this for a lark, he should have been here hours ago." The speaker's name was Haster. He was a Duke of Hell.